So today we will be talking about the path to self-discovery, and as we embark on this transformative journey towards self-discovery, a journey that is essential for personal growth and self-improvement, we will explore the profound significance of self-awareness. We will learn valuable techniques for self-reflection and self-assessment. We will look into personal stories of self-discovery journey, practical exercise to start your journey of self-awareness. All right, having said this, let's look at it. Why is it important for us to talk about self-awareness? You see, self-awareness is the foundation upon which our personal development is built. It is the ability to recognize and understand your own thoughts, feelings and behaviors and motivations. This self-understanding is crucial, and that is because it allows us to make conscious choices, improve our relationship with people, and align our actions with our values. For a second, imagine a ship sailing without a compass. So is a person without self-awareness, because self-awareness is your compass guiding you through the seas of life, and without it, you might drift away aimlessly. Unaware of your true desires and the impact of your actions on yourself and other people. As such, it is highly profound that we understand these things and how to start the journey. So here are a few steps that can help you get started, and I call it techniques for self-reflection and self-assessment. Alright, so the first is mindful meditation. What is mindful meditation? See, mindful meditation is a powerful tool for self-reflection. It is a way through which we learn how to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment, while gaining insight into our inner person, into our inner world. Right? The second thing is journaling. See, journaling is an art that helps you on this self-awareness journey. It's a technique that helps you, uncover hidden patterns and gain clarity on your aspiration, on the things that you really love to do and how often you do these things. Being able to keep a journal that track the things that you do will show you a whole lot of things and you will gain clarity. Thirdly, leverage feedbacks and self-inventory. Leveraging feedback and self-inventory. Why is this technique also very unique and essential? See, this technique is a big deal, and I'll explain. Because we must understand the role of external feedback in self-awareness, as it helps us to see ourselves from the perspective of other people. It provides us valuable insight into our strengths and areas of growth. What do these people see about me? What do they see me do? What are those things they see me passionate about? What are those things that they are aware of and I'm not seeing as a person, right? And you see, these are the steps I call technique for self-reflection and self-assessment. You see, when we talk about self-development and we dig into the path to discovering of oneself, it is essential to lay it as a foundation that every person on earth has their share of struggle. As a matter of fact, we all have our stories of discovery, as personal stories of discovery. And you see, these stories are quite unique to us because it shows where we were coming from and how we've been able to struggle and grow over time into the person that we've become. I can remember so many years back, while I was growing up, and I have the ability to do a whole couple of things, and I want to do a whole lot of things. However, you know, it is just impossible for me to dip my hands into everything and to do at the same time. So I needed help. I needed to gain clarity as to what are my strengths and weaknesses, as to what are the things, what are my gifts, and what are the potentials that I have, right? Now, I needed to keep documenting my own journey. I have to ask myself questions as around the things that I love to do. I needed to write down the things I do effortlessly. And I got help from trusted support system, families and friends. And these people literally helped me in my own self-discovery journey. And that is why it is very essential for us. So remember that this journey is not a journey that we can go all alone, right? And remember, you see, it is said that when the purpose of something is not known, abuse of it is highly inevitable. It means that when the purpose of our life is not discovered, when we don't discover ourselves, when we don't know who we are and what we have been designed to be, right, we will not be able to maximize and live up to our potentials. So I had the opportunity to ask people for help in my network. And the same thing I'm doing to you today, I'm providing you help. I'm providing you insight into how to start this journey of self-discovery. I struggled for years, but I acted it. And that was the game changer for me. See, that is the transformative power of self-discovery. Self-awareness and how it can lead to personal growth, improve relationships, and helps us to live a more fulfilling life. Right? So I believe that to everyone listening to me today, we have different backgrounds and our stories are quite unique and different and peculiar to us. But this is me telling you that you are not on this journey alone. If you need help, look inward. You will definitely get one. Alright. Here are a few things I will also encourage you to do going forward. Because it is essential that when we talk about subjects like this, we go beyond just talking about what you should do to what you need to do and how you should do it. So friends, we'll conclude this episode with actionable exercise that can help you kickstart your journey of self-discovery. And the first is you should take time to meditate. Take time out of your busy schedule. Clear that weekend up and take time to meditate. Meditation allows you to reflect deeply, right? It allows you to reflect deeply. Secondly, start journaling practice. Start a journaling practice. You see, when you start documenting your own stories, it helps you to keep track and gain insight into the things you do. And seek feedback from trusted friends. We all need support system. They say a tree do not make a forest. So, on your self-awareness journey, as you come into the journey of wanting to know yourself more, of discovering what you're made for and what you've been designed to do, it is essential that you know that you need help from support system, from people. These people will help you learn how other people perceive you,
and that will help you to discover some blind spots that you may not be aware of. I believe that self-discovery is the key to unlocking your true potentials and living a more fulfilling life. Dear friends, join me on this journey of self-awareness, and together we will navigate the path of personal growth and transformation. Thank you for tuning in into this episode today. And remember that the journey of self-discovery begins with a single step, a step towards a more mindful and purposeful life. Stay tuned for more episodes as we continue to explore the limitless possibilities of personal development and mindful living. Cheers, and thanks for listening.